Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017, and thank you for joining us for this Channel 9 session about how your applications can benefit from artificial intelligence using Bing APIs on Microsoft Cognitive Services. My name is Brian King, and I'm the Group Program Manager for the Bing APIs, and I'm joined today by my good buddy Ansu.
Hey, Brian. Hello, everyone. My name is Ansu. I am the Software Engineering Manager on Bing APIs. And we both are delighted to be here to be giving you a talk on what the Bing APIs are and how you can use them.
That's fantastic. Yeah, in this video, we'll give you a brief overview of the Bing APIs and how they relate to cognitive services. But thankfully, we're going to spend most of our time showing you a demonstration of the code and how it can work to demonstrate some of the great capabilities. It sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The Bing APIs are part of cognitive services. And cognitive services, as you may know, allow you to build applications with powerful algos and intelligence by just writing a few lines of code.
That's right, and it's pretty incredible. I mean, think how hard it would be to index the entire planet for every document out there, or build face recognition, or teach your computer how to see.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
So Cognitive Services has a very diverse set of APIs, and our intent in this time is to just focus on the Bing APIs, which you can see highlighted here.
And you can get all of these at microsoft.com/cognitive.
That's right.
That's the easiest way to get there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So with Build, we're releasing a preview session of version 7. This will include the four main APIs that we have as part of the thing, as well as we'll also release AutoSuggest and Spellcheck, of course. But it will allow you to access the knowledge of the planet for your apps. The APIs, of course, are commercial grade. They're high performance. They're REST-based. They use JSON. They're schema.org compliant. And we like to continue to upgrade them. We're on version 7 now, and we love adding continuous improvements and supporting you, our customers.
Absolutely. And as Brian mentioned, one of the cool things is the Web Search API. That's essentially our main API, and it is the equivalent of what you would get on Bing, but in a programmable form, in a RESTful manner. So you can do queries, and it'll give you back not just web results, things like images, videos, spell check. So if you mistype, no big deal. It'll actually get you the right results. And there is one of the things that there's the collapsed JSON version that we are showing you here. And one important thing to notice here is the ranking response. When you're building an application, that's very powerful because that is where you're going to get signals about what Bing Intelligence considers are the top-ranked answers. Yeah. And you can leverage that node to figure out what answers you should be showing in your application.
Fantastic. Now, beyond the web API, of course, we have the other vertical search APIs. The reason we have these is that as you want to focus into specifics like image and video, we can provide even more detailed metadata around those vertical types. Like, for example, for the image results, we can provide whether or not that image is related to shopping, mm-hmm. or whether or not there's a recipe associated, and that's going to become really important later, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. One important thing to note here, signing up for these APIs is super easy. You can just go to Cognitive Services, which is on microsoft.com/cognitive, mm-hmm. get yourself a free key. I mean, free is always good, right?
Yep.
And then you can just get started. You can start using them.
We love free. Yeah, and you just take that key, pass it through in the header, and start using that stuff. Great. So fantastic. So we've spent a bunch of time telling you about the Bing APIs, but we know why you're really here, which is to show you some code and to show you some demos. So we're going to go over to Ansu's machine right now, and we've put together kind of an interesting demo for you this morning. Mm-hmm. But I want to kind of capture that in relation to a specific customer story. So I want to tell you about Jill. Jill works for a small software company. They mainly make apps. I'm sure many of you are there today. And Frank from the marketing department came by and said, hey, you know, we really, really want to do something to help people do discovery on the web for products they have in their pantry. We think it would be really cool to be able to take your camera, point it at something that you have in your pantry, and maybe find a recipe for it on the web. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, to me, that sounds like if I was starting that from scratch and I only was given a couple of weeks to do it, that nearly sounds like an impossible task.
Did you say a couple of months or a couple of weeks?
Yeah, a couple of years. It sounds like you'd need, right? But I think what we can demonstrate here with the Bing APIs and cognitive services is that the power of the services that we have to give you, we can actually get Jill there, hopefully, in her two-week time frame. So let's go over and take a look at the code and see how easy it is.
Yeah, so in Jill's shoes, you know, what can you do? You have just 2 weeks. So she's searching. She's trying to figure out what's the best thing she can do. That's when she comes across cognitive services and says, oh, this looks neat. So she goes there, gets a free key. She has some experience of creating simple apps. So we're just going to try and add it into a simple app. And what I'm going to show you here is really the stuff that you're going to add, which is not a lot of stuff, but we're just going to walk through it as an example. And it's going to show you how you will plug in two cognitive services. The first one, which we're going to look at, is how do you take an image, you can take a picture, and then convert it to text through OCR detection. So for that, we're going to use the cognitive vision API. So let's look through it quickly. I have a couple of endpoints that I'm going to call RESTful services. Mm-hmm. The first thing I do is that key that we mentioned earlier. I have already got the key, and I am going to basically make a call to that, and then I'm taking the image source, which Jill has already coded up. This takes a picture of an object, and then that image source is being fed into the Vision API. And the rest of the code, which is also fairly simple, what it's doing is it's processing the response. It's looking for, hey, did I get an error from this endpoint? Of course, we should always check. Nothing is perfect in the world. And once we're good with it, then it's parsing it. It looks at the JSON body, which looks kind of similar to one of these, if I show it here. So it's a simple post call, it has a response body, and what we are looking for is the detected text in these places. Mm-hmm. Yeah? And then I'm just going to show that detected text on the UX, basically. So okay, this is
so,
part one.
So let me make sure we play that back for our viewers. What we're saying is that Jill already has enough code written to take what it looks like we have something from our pantry here, fantastic.
Right, yeah.
And actually detect the text on that. On
that's
that,
right.
On that
uh-huh.
Fantastic. Are we going to see it work?
Yeah, of course. So let me show you this part, and then I'll come back and show you the call into the image API,
fantastic.
The one of the Bing APIs.
Yeah? Fantastic.
So let's just go ahead and run it at this point. It's going to launch a demo application. As you guys can see, it has like a previewer, which you know shows the window.
Is this my time to photobomb? Is it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, by the way, we put stuff on the logo because lawyers, right? So we don't want to have all that.
I love tomato soup. Oh, with a grilled cheese sandwich. That sounds great.
Yeah. So it takes a picture. Now I'm going to feed that into the recognition part. And once it comes back, as you see on the bottom of the page, it detected tomato soup. So
fantastic.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's great. That's perfect.
And then the next thing we are going to do at this point, essentially, is feed this text that we detected into one of the Bing APIs, which is the image search API. So essentially, what that does, switching back into the code a little bit, is same thing. You get a key, you pass that key in the header, you make a call, you check for results, mm-hmm. and then we parse it. And the parsing logic, as you can see, is quite simple. It's just a few lines of code. Mm-hmm. And what we are doing here, one of the things that the Image API does is it basically gives you the ability to find those images. Mm-hmm. And then for every image, it detects, it gives you some signals on, hey, because I can detect this image, is it associated with a few things like recipes, shopping sources?
Right, right. We were talking about that earlier. That's super helpful.
Yeah. So let's see that in action. So the third step that we are going to do is feed this detected text into the image API. And basically, I did a simple thing, and it said, oh, I found four images that have recipes in it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, this is pretty much it. So the code is going to be available. You guys should play around with it. But yeah, the main takeaway in this is, you know, Jill, with a little bit of code, was able to hook it up to two cognitive services. One of those is the Vision API, and the second one is one of the Bing APIs, Image Search. Now, Jill at this point probably feels really happy, really powerful. She's probably going to play around with other Bing APIs, do Search API, get lots of different results, maybe show interesting things like the recipes, like where she can find them, the sites, how she can cook them up, right?
Right, show the snippets, show the image associated to it, maybe an image of the recipe itself. Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds really great. Well, there you have it, folks. With just a few lines of code, we were able to get Jill to success. And now it's your turn. We really want to invite you to go to Microsoft Cognitive Services and sign up. Check us out on the web. Get your free key, like Ansu was talking about earlier, and try that out. And if you have any issues, send us some feedback on User Voice.
Yeah. So yeah, fantastic. That's pretty much it for us today. So thank you for being with us, and thanks, Brian, for partnering on this.
Yeah, thanks very much, Ansu, and enjoy the rest of Build. We're having a great time here at Build. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.